Oh God, you don't give up on me. Not ever. How can I be concerned with anything else? Oh, but let me count the ways. Instead, God, help me remember this today, first and foremost, so that when I am faced with those who are difficult to love, it is your abundant love that leads me, your faithful love that moves first in me before anything else. Help me catch my breath and feel your spirit in these days of summer. Stir up my hope for seeing your good news alive and well in my own life, because when I can see it there, it gives me great vision to see it in so many other places. So first, start with my heart that I sometimes guard. Sometimes my heart feels cold and uninspired and unfaithful even. Sometimes it is hard to want to do this job, to follow this call, to preach the sermon, to visit, to talk, and yet you, it's all you. You take my face into your hands and you call me beloved. You look at me with such love. You don't give up on me. Thank you. I pray for my family today, the ones who have my back and my heart. Fill us with your treasured love. And I pray for my colleagues. Sustain them in their work and help me to be a good friend to them. Your gospel is what binds us together. Thank you, God, for the way you change me. You change my life each and every day. Help me believe in your love like you believe in me. What a gift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Okay, child of God, yes, you. You are loved. You are not forgotten. God's got your back. So don't be afraid. God is with you.